Every constitutional office in Nevada is up for grabs this November, and while most people may be concentrating on who's running for governor, it'll be up to voters to decide who will also take over those down-ballot positions in the executive branch. KUNR's Paul Boger sat down with our reporter Paolo Scialcita to discuss those elections.
Paolo, we've heard a lot about races like the governor's, lieutenant governor's, and the attorney general's races, but we haven't heard much about the down-ballot positions in the executive branch. What offices are up for grabs?
So we've got the Secretary of State, the Treasurer, and the Comptroller's Office all up for grabs. All of them are currently held by Republicans, so the Democrats are very eager to take back some offices in the executive branch. Out of the three, only one race is an open election, meaning the incumbent isn't seeking re-election.
All right, so why don't we start off with the top of the list? Take me through the Secretary of State's election.
The Secretary of State is the third highest ranking state official. Their primary responsibility is being the chief's election officer. That means maintaining campaigning financial records, as well as the official records of the state legislature and the executive branch. In the election, we have the Democratic State Assemblyman, Nelson Araujo. He's facing off against Republican incumbent Barbara Sagavsky. Sagavsky is running for her second term. She's been in state government since 1997. She's actually fought off a challenge in the primary, but she handled that pretty handily. Araujo is a state assemblyman from Las Vegas. He's running with an endorsement from the Human Rights Campaign. This is his first statewide election. An interesting point of contention in this race is voter fraud and voter ID. Last year, Sagavsky opened an investigation against the DMV about alleged voter fraud. Araujo has been critical of her lack of communication on the investigation. Also, Sagavsky has voiced her support on voter ID, which is a hotly debated topic in the state. Araujo hasn't taken a stance yet, but he stated he's going to take a closer look at the issue.
All right, so what about the treasurer's office?
The state treasurer is essentially the chief financial officer of Nevada. They're responsible for maintaining the state budget. The incumbent, Dan Schwartz, he chose to run for governor. He left Democratic Zach Conine and Republican Bob Beers to vie for his office. Conine ran for a state assembly seat back in Vegas in 2016, but he lost in the primary. Bob Beers is much more experienced in government, having served since 1999. He last held office in Las Vegas on the city council, where he served from 2012 to 2017, when he lost a re-election campaign. Both candidates have tackled the issue of marijuana banking and are mostly in agreement that dispensaries need to stop handling large amounts of cash and have easier access to banks.
And finally, tell me a little bit about the controller's office. What about that race?
So the controller is essentially the state's main accountant. They're responsible for the state's final audit and settling claims made against the state. Ron Connect is the current controller. He's seeking re-election. He took office in 2014 after winning pretty easily given his experience in the public and private sectors. He's being challenged by Democrat Catherine Byrne, who ran unopposed in her primary. She's worked as a CPA in the private sector, but this is her first foray into government. The main difference between their platforms is Byrne supports collective bargaining for state employees while Connect doesn't. Given the nature of this position and the historical data, Connect shouldn't have any trouble keeping a seat.
Now, one thing that all of these races have in common is that they're all down-ballot races, essentially. So there's going to be some attrition. There's going to be a decrease in the number of voters in each race. You know, how do you think that's going to affect the results come Election Day?
Voters are going to turn out for governor, Senate, series ballot questions, but you're very likely to see a drop-off in each race past governor. And that's where Democrats will likely find themselves in trouble. Large voter turnouts usually favor Democrats, but if the number of voters drop off dramatically, it may become difficult to determine the outcome of these races.
All right, Paolo Scialcita is a reporter here at KUNR. Paolo, thank you so much.
Thank you.